It wouldn't be the holiday season without outrage. It's Brook and Jubal in the morning. Yep, this is the time of year when families come together and do the same exact things that they've done for every Christmas ever.
Yeah, tradition.
I call it boring and unimaginative.
Okay.
But everybody else calls it holiday traditions.
Aww.
Some families like to go caroling door to door. Some families take pictures with Mall Santa. Some families go around their neighborhood snatching boxes off of people's porches. It's a new tradition. Whatever your family likes to do together during the holidays, that's your thing.
As long as you're together.
But one thing that's becoming a yearly ritual is being publicly outraged by something that you deem unacceptable. If you remember back in 2017, people were up in arms over the upside-down Christmas tree trend, where people were attaching trees to their ceilings in their living rooms.
I thought that was so cool, but I do not have enough effort in me to pull anything like that off.
You were
like,
mad about it, though. That's not how we celebrate Christmas. This is a war on Christmas. That Starbucks cup is not the right shade of red.
I know.
It must be a war on Christmas.
That one I could not understand.
There's only one way to be in the holiday spirit, and that's my way. Everything else is a war on Christmas.
This is when we all say, okay, boomer, right? Like, that's the time.
Last year, families were torn apart because of the trendy all-black Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So what's fueling the war on Christmas this year? Well, apparently people all over the world are outraged about the new holiday trend of rainbow Christmas trees.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you haven't seen those yet, it looks exactly like you'd imagine. It's a fake tree with big rainbow stripes of color instead of the classic green Christmas tree.
That sounds cool and colorful.
Well, yeah. And totally the opposite of the black Christmas tree.
Right?
You guys didn't like that this year. We're going the other way. What's the problem?
Can't please anybody. But why are rainbow trees suddenly becoming so popular? The answer is pretty obvious. They're the most Instagrammable.
Oh,
it's all for the gram.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's pretty fun. I mean, a rainbow Christmas tree. My neighbors did rainbow lights outside their house, and it looks amazing.
Really?
Like, why are we constricted with red and green, people?
That's a good point.
Let's see outside of the box.
No, you can't do that. It's the holiday season. You got to do the same thing all the time,
right.
Every single year.
Tradition, Brooke.
Yep. It's become a huge trend this year, and people who have converted to the rainbow trees are wondering why everybody wants to have them taken down. They argue that these decorations aren't just for Christmas. They can bring joy all year round.
When you got the whole rainbow, it works for every season.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Easter's pink,
right?
I mean, we're going to keep it up all year.
Of course, though, the haters aren't having it. People have been tweeting their rage about the rainbow trees nonstop right now.
When has a rainbow in general ever offended anybody? It's a rainbow.
Right.
It's like a symbol of peace and love.
It's what it is now. You always got to find something to be upset about every single day. Somebody tweeted, I'm all for rainbows, but can't we just have one normal Christmas?
Normal.
You can, just don't get the trendy tree. That's
Stop
fine.
Normalizing rainbow Christmas trees. You're normalizing that kind of behavior. It's not normal.
That is a word.
I do not understand how people, like, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
fine. You can still do green.
Keep your classic tree.
Yeah.
Another tweet that went viral is Skittles endorsing this Christmas? This is terrible.
No, but Skittles is like, thank you for the nod.
Yeah. Another tweet said, this year they've gone too far. I'm boycotting Christmas until they bring old traditions back. I don't care if my kids cry about it.
Oh, no. That's terrible. The kids are going to suffer now.
Yeah. You sit there and you cry because somebody has a rainbow Christmas tree out there.
You kids are crying? We'll blame society. Don't blame mama, okay?
Yeah. It's not my fault that I had to kill Christmas this year.
You think I make you cry? Just wait till you're out in the real world. That's really going to make you cry.
It's not the only holiday trend that's undermining old-fashioned Christmas values this year either. People are also upset over the hot new Advent calendars that have come out. If you didn't know, typically Advent calendars count down the days to Christmas, and each day you open up a little window and you get like a piece of chocolate or something.
Yeah, I love those as a kid.
Yeah. Well, there are Advent calendars now that give you new things. Like, they've already had the ones that give you like cheese and little bottles of alcohol or makeup and things like that.
They have alcohol ones?
Yeah, they have alcohol ones.
They're sweet.
Yeah. How have I not found those?
They just open all the days at once.
You just start your morning too? Like, you have the chocolate in the morning.
Adults have basically taken every kid thing ever and added booze to it.
Yeah. Well, the newest trend is wellness advent calendars.
Not as fun as alcohol calendar already.
I consider that a wellness calendar still.
Yeah. Instead of candy, you get healthy dietary snacks and supplements.
Oh, I am offended. This is terrible.
War on Christmas continues.
I don't want to open a window and see a piece of kale or some quinoa up in there.
Guess what? Mini rice cakes for everybody.
Some of the items that come in each little window include whey protein bites. sugar-free soy digestive cubes.
Ew.
And pea isolate chocolate substitutes.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Dude, I'm with you. If you're opening that and you're excited about it, I can't be friends with you.
Who
I'm
is
sorry.
Excited about that?
I'm sure there's other people that you can be friends with, but I'm not one of them.
Let's imagine the kids opening that. They can't even pronounce half the stuff.
Peas, isolate, chocolate. What? It resembles the look and flavor of real chocolate, but it's made from peas. So it probably tastes nothing like chocolate.
Yeah.
The wellness advent calendars are growing in popularity as more people try to stay health conscious during the holidays. Isn't that that's the one time you're supposed to not be healthy?
Right. Yeah. You know?
It's why we wear sweaters in the winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cover that stuff up.
Nothing to do with the cold.
Of course, Americans can't handle that either.
Oh, no.
One person tweeted saying, if your child is opening up a Christmas advent calendar and getting soy digestive cubes, sorry, you're a bad parent.
I don't know if you're a bad parent. That's extreme.
God, you're not forcing candy on your child.
Yeah. But most people seem to agree. As we know it, Christmas is over.
Well,
Christmas has been killed by the rainbow tree and the healthy advent calendars.
Take the lights down, everyone.
No,
fine. Let's go. Let's stop.
Text in 78592. Tell us what's outraging you this Christmas. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.